has all glory, but Jesus on earth did not have that same glory. And then very quickly, Nassar mentions that all prophets do miracles. I want him to write the text on the board tonight where Muhammad ever performed a miracle. He said in this gathering, all prophets have performed miracles. Well, I'd like to know, what miracle did Muhammad? And then he says this race, this argument of races, the most superior race would obviously be chosen. That's a humanistic rationale. God is not a man. He doesn't think like a man. His ways are not like a man. This discussion is not about what the interpreters of the Bible say about Jesus. It is about what the Bible and the Quran say about Jesus. The fact that some Caucasian man would point to Jesus as a Caucasian is not an indictment against God nor the Bible. It is an indictment against the ignorant man who would affirm that Jesus was a Caucasian man. So this discussion is not about what interpreters of the Bible and the Quran have to say, but what the Quran has to say. Often Islam makes this argument about Jesus' mission to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Obviously, Islam has not read Matthew 28, 19, and 20, because that commission was a limited commission. But before Jesus went back to glory in Matthew 28, 19, and 20, he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They went to the lost sheep of the children of Israel first, but not only and exclusively. That's why a black man like myself can become a New Testament Christian, having been born and reared in the United States of America. I am not a Jew. I am not of Jewish lineage, because the Great Commission, unlike the limited commission, was to all human beings. And then he makes the argument that there are many sons of God. In John 1:14, get for me John 1:14 as I conclude. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between a son of God and the only begotten son of God. In the classical Koine Greek, it is the compound word monogenes, and it means one and only. John 1:14, read the book.
And the Word
was made flesh.
And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten.
As of the what?
Of the Father.
As of the Father.
Full of grace
and truth. Read.
John bare witness of Him.
Verse 18.
No man has seen God at any time.
No man has seen God. I'm sorry, go back and get John 1:14.
All righty. And the Word was made flesh.
The Word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten.
Yeah, you're reading too fast, brother. As of the only.
Okay.
Begotten Son. That is the word monogenes, which means the one and only. And all of us are not monogenes. We are not the only begotten Son of God. We may be, 1 John, a son of God, but not the only begotten Son of God. And then this whole rhetoric about God being used interchangeably is again a false premise, leads to a false conclusion. There's no interchangeable usage of the Father, because the Father is always the Father, and the Son is always the Son, and the Holy Spirit is always the Holy Spirit. And so therefore you don't pervert Scripture by replacing the person of deity identified in a text. We don't have that liberty. Again, a false premise leads to a false conclusion. Jesus is always God the Son, the Father is always God the Father, and the Holy Spirit is always God the Holy Spirit. Never do we take the Bible and interchange them, because they are God. They are God. They are one in essence and nature, but they are three distinct persons. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We'll give you more on this point in our 30-minute denial speech. Melchizedek, Hebrews chapter 7, 2 and 3. I want you to read that text very closely. The text never said that Melchizedek did not have a father, or did not have a mother, or did not have a genealogy. The text says we have no record of Melchizedek's father, Melchizedek's mother, or Melchizedek's genealogy. And he was a type or a shadow of Christ to come. And Islam for many years has attempted to assert this position from Hebrews 7, 2 and 3. Again, a false premise leads to a false conclusion. We have no record of it. That's what the text says. It does not say that he never had one. More on this point in my 30-minute affirmation. And then Christ was sinless. In Sarah 19:19, in the Quran, Jesus is the only one in the Quran called sinless. He is the only one in Sarah 19 and 19. And more on this point in my 30-minute affirmation speech as we deal with the Quranic concept in Sarah 19:19 of pure want. And exactly what that means from the Arabic language. There was no one else in all of the Quran besides this Sarah in Sarah 19:19. Muhammad was never called sinless or pure. Only Jesus Christ. And so then Jesus had no sin. He prayed to his father because he was 100% man. People prayed to him because he was 100% God. Jesus hungered because he was 100% man. He was able to miraculously feed the 5,000 because he was God incarnate. Jesus is 100% man, 100% God.
Amen.